from WHYY in Philadelphia.
Order some more pizza, Ma. It's time for another adventure of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our heroes, Eleanor and Barry were investigating the Brunswick Academy.
It's a school of evil, founded by Vincent von Zwack.
That's how our heroes discovered
the Nigerian Society,
a mysterious group that has now trapped Eleanor and Barry in an underground tomb.
This door will only open when you solve Exeor's maze.
Welcome to the game.
It's an old text-based computer game.
That's so nerdy.
But kind of cool, right?
One life remaining. You are in a room. There is a single door. On the ground lies a skeleton.
Barry, we're running out of options here.
I know. There's one more thing we can try. Go through door.
You enter a new room. A small elf is standing innocently in the corner.
Yeah. Give bag of coins to the elf.
The elf looks at you. He begins to laugh and dance merrily and cry tears of happiness.
Yes!
The elf touches the wall and reveals a hidden door.
That's great!
Go through hidden door.
Barry, wait.
Huh?
I don't know. I've got a weird feeling about this.
No, Eleanor, this is it. We found the real door.
Yeah, but this game was developed by von Zwack, right?
Yeah?
This seems too easy, too nice.
Eleanor, I've played plenty of games.
Barry, let me try something.
Okay.
Go back to the first room.
You are in the original room. A skeleton lies on the ground.
Touch skeleton.
The skeleton turns to dust, except for a large leg bone.
Huh.
Pick up bone.
You are holding the large leg bone.
Okay. Go through door.
You enter the room with two doors and an elf standing, innocently, next to a hidden doorway.
Tell elf to enter hidden doorway.
What?
The elf refuses and insists you go first.
Uh-huh. Use leg bone to threaten the elf.
Eleanor!
The elf cowers in fear and begs for mercy.
Eleanor, this is just awful.
Suddenly, the elf brandishes a sword.
Oh no! Quick, Eleanor, deflect the sword.
Okay.
You knock the elf's sword to the ground. The elf holds its head in shame.
This is sadistic.
I know, don't judge me for this. Threaten the elf again.
Eleanor, come on!
The elf reveals a second hidden doorway.
Wow, how did you know?
Well, this is an evil school, right? I figured the game would have to be kind of evil too. Push elf through second hidden doorway.
Ugh.
The elf enters the second hidden passageway and survives.
That's messed up.
Follow the elf.
You enter the final room. Exeor, the wizard, stands before you and congratulates you and the elf. The wizard explains that he is very lonely and asks that one of you stay in his maze and be his friend forever.
Push the elf.
The elf stumbles forward. Exeor embraces the elf and says, they are now best friends. The wizard magically reveals the exit to the maze. The elf looks at you with anger in its eyes.
Exit the final door.
You exit the final door. You are free of Exeor's maze. The spoils of the natural world are now yours to control. Long live the Nidarian Society.
Congratulations! It took you too long enough. You must have been nice to that nasty little elf.
No, we tried to fight the Gramlorks.
Yeah, but they just kept eating us.
They'll do that.
Luke and Leia, you survived initiation. You may now learn our greatest secret. Bring forth Nidarian!
Nidarian! Nidarian! Nidarian!
Behold, Nidarian! Hey!
It's a jellyfish.
A big jellyfish.
A rather large, ancient jellyfish. Nidarian is immortal.
We're pretty sure.
Well, he's really old. Like, easily over 100.
Oh, so...
Nidarian was the pet of Vincent von Zwack, the Brunswick Academy's founding father.
Of course.
What?
Oh, no. I don't get it yet. Please explain more.
The legend goes that long, long ago, Nidarian bestowed great power on the von Zwack family, allowing them to remake the world however they wanted.
What?
Vincent von Zwack started this school to continue his family's legacy, entrusting the Nidarian Society with his special pet jellyfish and with this sacred tome, the book containing the beliefs of the von Zwack family.
It's kind of a dense read.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but there is some good stuff, like how to crush your enemies and how the point of wealth is to reconstruct society in your image. Pretty cool, really.
Yeah.
Okay, now that you're all caught up, we can start planning our evil celebrations. Evil Yahtzee, anyone?
Yeah! Hey! What's Leia doing?
Leia, why are you getting so close to Nidarian?
This is one old jellyfish, huh?
Leia, please don't smudge Nidarian's tank.
So I shouldn't knock this aquarium over? Stay back.
Eleanor?
Barry, grab the sacred tome.
Right.
Barry? Eleanor? You're Eleanor Amplified. I knew you weren't evil or rich enough to go here.
No, we are not. Everyone, into Exior's maze, or I dump the jellyfish now.
Nidarian, you're scaring him.
Easy now. Just don't hurt the jellyfish.
Get in the tomb and I won't have to.
All right, everyone, into Exior's maze.
Barry, close them in.
Right.
You won't get far, Amplified. We'll win this game in minutes.
And then we'll be coming for you!
They're right, Eleanor. What are we gonna do?
Start running. These tunnels must lead somewhere. And hold on to that book.
Eleanor, it's pitch black down here.
Maggie said there are secret passageways running all underneath the school. If we're lucky, we'll find a way out.
Up there. I think I see a light.
Yeah. Keep running. Full speed ahead. Ow! Who did we run into?
I don't know, but I think we knocked them out.
I'm sure they're fine. Come on, through here. What the?
We're in a locker room.
Ugh, yeah, it's a men's locker room.
A men's football locker room. Aha! Eleanor, I've got an idea. We'll disguise ourselves as football players.
Ugh. I hate this school. All right.
And here, with these helmets, no one will know it's us.
Okay, this could work. We'll go through these double doors and straight out the front gate. Got it?
Got it.
Here we go.
Oh no.
John McGraw back from timeout, along with receiver Jim Faints, Easily Borgen.
What a dramatic entrance! Can you feel the tension in the air, Dave?
Yes, I can, Duke. The Brunswick Jellyfish have time for one more play to win this tied game in triple overtime.
That's right, Dave. Neither of these teams are very good.
No, they're not, Duke. I wonder what Brunswick's got planned.
Huddle up, you mutts.
Hey, who are you? You're not a...
Do you want to ask questions or win this game? Barry, still got the sacred tome?
Yes, I do.
Good. You run to the left side, past the end zone, and through the exit gates.
Okay.
You, on two. Hike the ball past me to this other guy, and then you throw it to me in the end zone on the right side. Got it?
Yeah!
Let's go!
Brunswick is lining up with only seconds to make a touchdown.
Ball is hiked to McGraw. Wait, no! Snurd has the ball. It's a trick play. Snurd throws to McGraw in the end zone.
It's good! Just amazing, Dave.
Brunswick wins in triple overtime.
And it looks like Borgen just ran out of the stadium holding an ancient tome.
That's right, Duke. And now McGraw is spiking the ball. He's kicking over the Brunswick mascot and also running out of the stadium.
Incredible, Dave. Incredible.
Yes, it is, Duke. Possibly the best football game in Brunswick history.
So, you infiltrate a secret society, and then you beat this,
text-based computer game in a secret underground catacomb, yeah?
Right. And then you...
quarterbacked a college football game and made the game-winning catch in overtime. Yep.
You guys really made the most out of college.
Mr. Richmond, you're missing the most important part. The sacred tome.
It's a book containing the Omicron Gamma's family secrets.
Yeah, about that.
This is it, boss. It proves that the Brunswick Academy is built on evil and lies.
And therefore, OGN News is built on evil and lies.
Guys,
Barry, warm up the studio. I'm gonna get on the air.
Right.
Whoa, hold it. Wait. Cease and desist.
What?
Putting aside your seriously questionable reporting methods, you can't put this on the air.
Why not?
Eleanor, you've got to think this through. First, you're not going to reach their audience. OGN News will say you're lying. You'll say they're lying. Nothing will change.
Boss, I can't hold back the truth.
Second, LeSharque gave away your time slot. Your show is on at 1 a.m.
She can't.
She did.
What are we going to do now?
Maybe we'll take our time and do some real, detailed, hard work.
I've got it.
Huh?
Mr. Richmond, you're right. I know what we've got to do.
Oh, good. So, some old-fashioned, long-form journalism.
We have to go after OGN News where they live, on television.
That's not exactly...
Wait, Eleanor, you mean...
Yep, we're going to sneak into the OGN News studios, somehow get on the air, and expose it for the evil, lying, manipulating channel that it is.
Sounds easy. What could go wrong? Last time the gang went sneaking into a headquarters, everything turned out fine, right? Will Eleanor's plan go off, or might there be some hitches along the way? We'll see. It's Eleanor's television debut in the next adventure of Eleanor Amplified.
Support for Eleanor Amplified is provided by the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund. This is usually the part where I ask you to write us reviews or emails or something, but not this time. No, right now I'm just expressing my gratitude to you for listening, and possibly subscribing at Apple Podcasts or whatever. So thank you. See? Didn't even mention that other stuff.